Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we just had a little technical hiccup.
You're now tuned into the digital meet and greets, and I'm your master of ceremonies for this evening, some guy named Jay Jonathan Coleman. And tonight on this very special digital meet and greet, we have Doll Hollywood of God's Gift Baby Ministry to talk about her organization and the upcoming event she has in Charlotte this Saturday on May 13th. I'll be hosting that event as well. It's the fifth annual giveaway. Actually, the God's Gift Baby Ministry is 5 years old now, and we'll be celebrating on that day and giving away more essential baby items and clothes and diapers and all those kind of things to the community, to the families that need those. But we'll also have activities and things like that too. But she'll tell you more about that. The host will be getting on a little late. So we're going to bring on Doll Hollywood, and I'm just going to go ahead and conduct the conversation until he gets on. And before I bring her on, I want to say I know a lot of y'all get on to me about taking calls late. Well, we're going to take calls early. So if you want to talk to Doll Hollywood before, you know, ahead of time, you're welcome to do so. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link, or anything like that, and you don't have your number, you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. All right, let's bring on the guest, Doll Hollywood.
Hello.
Let me go ahead and throw some cheese. Yeah, yes, I can hear you. Yes.
I was so excited when I heard the song come on. I was over here dancing.
Yes, yes. I wish we could have saw you dancing.
That's
we should have had it on a visual.
That was good. I was just grinning. And I said, all right, man. No, he didn't bring it in like that, man.
You know, I had to bring it in right, though, Hollywood. I couldn't just have any old thing. I had to bring your theme music on.
Yeah, because you know I'd have called you out right on this show.
I'd have called you out.
Well, first off, I want to say good evening. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be on the radio show tonight. I'm really excited about God's Gift Baby Ministry and what's going on. But first off, my name is Belinda Houston, a.k.a. Hollywood. I am the founder of God's Gift Baby Ministry. We have been in the community going on now for 5 years. And when I tell you, it has been blessings on blessings on blessings. I am just really, really, really just excited and overjoyed because ever since Sunday before last, I have been having people ringing my phone wanting to be a blessing to God's Gift Baby Ministry for us to continue to be a blessing in the community. And that right there makes my soul happy. So I just want to thank, and I can't call everybody by name right now, and I'm not getting ready to start, but I just thank everyone that has poured their blessings and they sweat and tears into God's Gift Baby Ministry, and my utmost to the Queen City Dolls that started off with me in the beginning when I first started telling them about my plans, what I wanted to do, my vision. And, you know, throughout the years, you know, things change. And but God's Gift Baby Ministries was still moving forward. And it's a blessing that we are still moving forward, and I'm happy about it. It took me a year to come up with a name for God's Gift Baby Ministry. And then I had people to ask me, well, why are you doing this? And the reason why, because I was volunteering for other people. And I never hear them say they was going to collect baby items and going to give baby items out to people, families that need it. I always heard them say they was going to feed the homeless and take blankets to them. And, you know, at this time I was home. I had been in a car wreck. And I just got to thinking to myself, you know, what is it that I can do? So my daughter had a set of twins, and I started keeping their clothes, and I started asking my friends and family members if they knew anybody that was getting ready to have a baby, get them in contact with me. And it just started going from there. And I just started putting my hand in God's hand, and he gave me God's Gift Baby Ministry. And when I got it, I ran with it.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm going to throw some claps on it. Oh, yes. You saw there was a need for that, and you supplied that need.
Yes,
you know,
I supply that need. So Saturday, May the 13th, will be, well, it's not actually the official date, but that's the day that we are going to do a five-year celebration for God's Gift Baby Ministry on May 13th, starting from 11 a.m. to 3. And I'm real, real excited about it. We're going to be at the Plaza Academy Elementary off the Plaza, 1000 Anderson Street. And it's the Mecklenburg Council of Elders is inside that building. And the Mecklenburg County of Elders, they are an organization that deals with criminal records, and they give God's Gift Baby Ministry a platform to give out baby items when they are doing expungements and when they have other events that are going on at Mecklenburg Council of Elders, like they're getting ready to have a summer program. So during that time, I'll be able to pull out some baby items and stuff and let the parents, you know, when they come in to pick up their child in the evening or be there in the mornings and they are able to get items that they need, that's a blessing for them. And I'm willing to be there with an open heart.
Oh, yes. Now, on the 13th, those other I just want to make sure I heard this right. Those other organizations will be there on the 13th as well, right, to do what they're doing?
Yes, I'm looking for some of them to be there. I do know that Nicole Williams, she has Deborah Clausiet. That is dealing with domestic violence. So she will be there to tell what she does with Mecklenburg County of Elders. And she'll get to talk about the summer program that she's going to be doing during the summer. So it's 15 of us. But actually 14. I'm just that little bystander that be able to get in and be a blessing.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
Yes.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, okay. Well, I got some. Go ahead, Hollywood. No. You finish and I'll say what I'm going to say.
So whatever activity is going on at Mecklenburg Council of Elders, God's Gift Baby Ministry board members participate in the activities that are going on there.
Oh, yes, indeed. Okay. Well, I got some, I definitely have some more things I want to bring up during this conversation. But before I do, I want to make sure, I want to see if we've got any people that want to talk to you, first. So if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you and you want to, you know, join the conversation, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1. Again, if you're streaming from an app, a third-party website, a link, anything like that, and they don't give you the number, well, I'm giving it to you now. That number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Doll Hollywood. Well, talking to Belinda Houston, a.k.a. Hollywood of God's Gift Baby Ministry, a great humanitarian here in Charlotte, North Carolina, giving back to the community. If you're streaming from your phone already, that means you've already dialed the number, so you don't have to dial it again. So if you're already streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone already, just press 1. It will bring you on. And you can ask Hollywood some questions, and you can even ask Hollywood, how can I get involved? I got some items I could donate. Da, da, da. You can talk to her about it, you know. If you want to be a helping hand, if you want to help give, you know, deliver some of the supplies, here's how to do it. We can connect you right to her. You know, we're connecting you right to with the community. All right? So just press 1. Hollywood. Yep. Hollywood. All right. Yeah. Hollywood. Now, how can people, if people want to volunteer or if they want to, you know, donate their time and services to assist God's Gift Baby Ministry, how can they go about doing that?
They can email me at godsgiftbabyministry@gmail.com. And they can also call me at 803-965-1403. You know, it's hard sometimes when you're giving out your phone number because you don't call yourself.
Yes. We'll let you find it if you need to find the number right quick.
I know it. I just had to think a little bit. Yeah, earlier I gave out my number. I gave out the first 6 digits right and gave out the last 4 digits wrong, okay? That's 803-965-1403. So we're going to have a DJ. Minister T. Breeze.
T. Breeze.
Yes, he's going to be our DJ, and he's also going to perform. So I cannot wait for that. I'm excited. So it's not realizing that the 14th is Mother's Day. So I got with some vendors that I know personally, and they came to my rescue on some things. The only thing I had to do was call and ask. So mothers, y'all come on out, bring your babies, get baby items and stuff for your babies and pick out something for yourself because you deserve it.
Yes,
and God,
true indeed.
Your Satan ministry is going to have it for you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. True indeed. True indeed. So, again, if you want to connect with the great humanitarian Belinda Dahl Hollywood Houston, you know, you can certainly do that. If you're in Charlotte or any of the surrounding areas, definitely come on out to the event. Hollywood, let everybody know the time of the event.
From 11 a.m. to 3.
Yes, yes. And if you all need any information, if you're following me on any of the platforms, you want to, we're putting out the flyers. So, you know, you got the information in front of you. So come on and come on out. You can volunteer, you know, bring the family, bring the kids. Got activities for the kids, you know, meet some of the great people in the community and just give back. You know, if you know a family or if you're in a family, if you're going through some hard times right now and you have a baby that can use some of the items, don't be ashamed, you know, come on out, you know, and take and get what you need. You know, this is what it's for, you know, no judge, no, you know, we all go through stuff, you know, it's for the community. So, you know, if you need something for the child, you know, you're low on supplies, low on diapers, you know, kid needs some new, you know, baby needs some new clothes, anything like that, come on out. You know, ain't no tickets to buy, ain't no cover charge, ain't no, well, you got to get a couple of points. No, just come on out. You know, come on out, bring your bag, fill it up, do what you got to do, you know.
You don't even have to bring a bag.
Don't even bring
a
bag. Bring your hand.
I have bags for you.
She has bags for you. You know, so come on out. Even if you don't have hands, bring your nubs and put it in between the nubs. Take it to the car, you know. Somebody come out and help you.
I will have people to help you carry your stuff to the car. Car seat,
yes, yes.
Bouncers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I even so have definitely. Milk. God's gift, they used to have milk that was donated by Pastor Knox at Greater Bethel on the plaza. He was such a blessing to God's Gift Baby Ministry. So I have been giving out the milk because it has an expiration date on it. So if you come out and you need the milk, you take it. Don't say, well, I want to save some for somebody else. It's an expiration date on it. If you you take it. Because if another mother comes in there, she may not really need the milk. Some people, you know, sometimes can be a little selfish, and sometimes we have to watch because they'll take all one size. But the good thing about it is if you are getting ready to have a baby, and you get from zero newborn all the way up to 12 months, get to go through all the sizes to get what you want.
Oh,
so you
yes,
don't get
indeed.
To take all the newborn, all the 0 to 3, or all the 3 to 6, or all the 6 to 9. You get to get a little bit of all the sizes, because by the time you turn around, your baby already going to be 3 to 6 months close.
Mm-hmm.
So we sure that you get a variety of clothes so you won't be like, oh, my God, my baby is growing out of this. I'm going to need some more help. Well, you have the help. We're giving you the extra help to get the items for free.
Yes, true indeed.
A
true
blessing.
Indeed. A blessing. Now, Hollywood, let me ask you this. Now, are there any stipulations or any kind of – now, I know people can come out free, get what they need, but are there any kind of stipulations? But, you know, some people, they might try to come in there with a truck and try to snatch every box out of there, whether, you know, if they can. I know baby – you know, you got one baby, they can't use all that stuff. But is there any type of stipulations or cutoffs or any kind of, hey ma'am, there's 10 families behind you. You can't take these whole boxes with you. Is there anything like that in place?
Well, if people that know me, that are in my circle and that deals with God's Gift Baby Ministry on a regular, we don't have those problems.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Let's throw
okay.
Some, throw some
we don't have those problems. All right.
So
I will have enough.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You got enough. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'll ask my question. So now, Hollywood, now, what if somebody did try that, though? Somebody that didn't know the organization well enough, and they was like, ma'am, I want to take 10 of these crates with me. Bye. And it's like, 6 starving families behind the person. What do you say? What are you gonna say to them?
Mr. Jonathan, that is not gonna happen.
I don't think
on that level. No, that's not gonna happen.
Oh yes, true.
I don't even know that point.
Oh yes.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no,
so y'all don't,
I,
yeah.
I mean, you know, for one thing about Mecklenburg Council of Elders, we have the Peacekeepers, and they are an organization that is out in the community that keep peace. So I'm sure some of them will be out there on Saturday. And to be honest, I'm my own security.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm
watching that name
and keeping it there. You heard about them?
No, ma'am, I haven't. This is my first time. If I have, I don't recall, but I just like that name, Peacekeepers, the name
well,
of it.
Trust me, I would introduce you to Brother Norman if he's there on Saturday. But, yes, they're supposed to be there. And, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't worry about stuff like that. I really don't. And if it's really crowded, we know how to bring in so many at a time. Because one thing I like to do is give the mothers time to go through the tubs. Because sometimes stuff is on the tables and we keep them, you know, stacked up, but we sometimes give another mother to come in and go have time to go through the tubs. Like for the kids that are size 8 and on up, we don't really display those out on the tables. And a lot of the items that we have are like brand new items that we was waiting to bring out for this huge, nice, loving, caring, sharing event for people to see what God's Gift Baby Ministry is about. And, you know, we want every child to go away with something new. You just don't get to come in and just grab everything new. So
yeah.
It's a blessing.
Oh yes, true indeed, true indeed. Oh yes, I gotta throw it back. I gotta throw this back on the floor. Truly a blessing. All right, we got some calls in the queue. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have that number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Belinda Houston, a.k.a. Doll Hollywood of God's Gift Baby Ministry, and she's talking about the upcoming event, the 5th annual community give back. with DJ MT Breeze on the wheels providing some music, and of course Jonathan Coleman on the mic directing traffic with his mouth on the mic hosting. So yeah, let's go ahead and take these calls. Again, if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from something else and you don't have the number, 929-477-3872, and then press 1. All right, let's take the first caller. Call in the 980-428. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is this?
Hey,
wait,
how
is
you doing?
Laureate? Nicole?
Yes, it is.
We're doing
how
well,
you?
Yes. Yes, let's go ahead. Yeah, throw some cheers on it.
I just had to come on and just say, you know, I was listening. I was on my way back from the CMS board meeting, and so thank you for inboxing me to remind me the call was on. So I just want to say congratulations to your 50th anniversary. You know, I remember when. I just want to call in and just say, hey.
Yes.
You know, and how much of a blessing it is for a lot of mothers, because we've had some of our Toys R Tots mothers, we've had Spanish parents, we've had all ethnicity, all types, domestic violence mothers. So, you know, a lot of people need to be there, because that's one thing, it is a blessing to receive items with nothing in return. I always tell everybody that I refer to them, we don't ask much. You know, there's no strings attached. Like I used to sell myself, like I used to say, when anytime you go to welfare and stuff, you feel like you're selling your soul, because you got to give them all this information for a little bit of stuff. So for God's gift aid ministry, you give them a little bit of information for a lot of bit of stuff. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
On it all, you know. So I can't wait.
Yes.
I can't wait, because it's just amazing. And she mentioned about the expungement clinic. It's amazing when you hear the testaments from people who just came for expungement clinic. I remember one time we had this father that came, and he just wanted to clear his record. And he had 3 kids at home. And he was not only ecstatic that he was able to get his records expunged from Mecklenburg Council of Elders, but he was able to get all 3 of his kids some clothing. So he went home a happy man that day, especially when you don't see too many fathers out there for our children. So those are just a little bit of the testimony on why God's Gift Baby Ministry is so important, that, you know, that we do these things in the community and we have the resources. And, of course, it's all from donations, as you heard her say. So you need as much as we can, donations coming in, as much as we can get right out. So I just want to add that much. Thank you for continuously being a blessing for the mothers and children in our communities.
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
so much, my sister. I really appreciate that. You just don't know how much that means to me. And when she say she remembers, she know. Yes, yeah, she know, because I was on them. But I give it to her, because she really helped God's Gift Baby Ministry get out there in the community. When something was going on, that she know that God's Gift Baby Ministry needed to be a part of, she say, Hollywood, God's Gift Baby Ministry need to set up at this event. You got one this weekend. You got one the following weekend, and you're going to have one next month. I have them lined up. You know, you need to be ready. And who was ready was God's Gift Baby Ministry. And the big thing about it now, I have started learning to say we. And I used to say I all the time, because I was on the thing of, it's my baby. I want this to be done. I need for it to go this way. I want it like this. I. And I had to realize it's no longer an I, it's a we, because I cannot do it by myself. So I have to give my props to the women that has been by my side, not in front of me, not behind me, on my right side and my left. The Queen City Dogs have been there. And I truly...
That's right, girl.
Truly.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart.
That part. That part.
Yeah. Have held me down for years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, and that's why I want to say it, because it was the Queen City Dolls. You know, when nobody don't know the boots on the ground that each individual, all of us, have put into it, you know, and starting it. But it is your baby, but it's, for people don't realize, that's what makes it a unity, because it's all for one common good, and it's for saving our people. Because knowing that we all at one time have been there or know somebody who has been there and who was in need and they didn't know where to go. So that's what it takes. And, you know, it takes sisterhood, takes a love of people doing it together. But anybody can have a vision, but you believe in that vision and know that we're all doing it together for the sake one common goal. So that's why I love it. And you keep doing what you do. That's all I'll say.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, I'm Nicole. We're gonna go ahead and take some more calls. But you're welcome to hang out with us some more. You wanna hang out some more, or you want me to put you back in the queue, or?
Oh, I'll hang out.
Definitely. Hell yeah. So you know, you're welcome to mute your mic, and if you wanna, you know, say anything, you can unmute and, you know, speak your piece.
All right. Thank you so much. All righty.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I'll be here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You'll still be here. all right. Let's go ahead and bring on the host. He's just getting in. James J.T. Thompson. How you doing? Wait a minute. Is this J.T.? J.T.? Uh-oh. Okay. Probably not. Caller in the 803. You're on the air. Who is this? Caller in the 803. Hold on. Is this JT's number? Whose number is this? Uh-oh. Oh, wait. We don't go on because it's ready. We go on because it's live and it's because it's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock and it's Tuesday. well, caller in the 803. Your mic is open if you want to go on ahead and say who you are. You're welcome to speak.
Okay. So who in the 803? My number starts with the 803, but that ain't me.
Oh, that.
That's
fine.
I'm
going to
call
in. Of course, that's nice. Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. so we got the mic open. Let's go ahead and take the rest of the calls again. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app, a third-party website, or a link, or anything like that, just, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Belinda Houston, a.k.a. Doll Hollywood, and, you know, she's talking about God's Gift Baby Ministry, her organization, all of what she does in the community, and the upcoming event, the 5th annual giveaway, which I'll be hosting as well here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we'll be giving away some information. All right, let's go ahead and take these upcoming calls. Caller in the 470-831. You're on the air. Who is this?
Well, my name is Florence. How are you guys doing tonight?
Florence,
I'm
how
good,
you doing?
Yes. So
thank
what
you,
is Florence. Your You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So the business is in Charlotte, North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when is the event? What's the date?
It is Saturday, May the 13th from 11 a.m. to 3.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make that unless if I was notified, like, ahead of time, at least a month, 30 days ahead, because I'm all the way in Maryland.
You in where?
I'm all the way in Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah, but if I was in the state or at least in Georgia, I did live in Georgia for 6 years, so if I was a little closer, I would definitely go. But I was going to say your next event, I can go. When is your next event?
We're collaborating with our church on June the 24th. So,
June the 24th, okay.
Are you wanting to come and help out, or you need a baby item?
Oh, you said, do I need baby items? No, my kids are 8 and 13.
Oh, so you want to come and help out?
Well, yes, or at least, you know, show support.
Okay. Don't give me your number over the air, but my email address is God's Gift Baby Ministry
ministry@gmail.com. Okay.
Yes. Send me an email.
All right.
Okay. And I'll reach back out to you, so just send it to me, okay?
Okay.
And thank you. I wrote your name down, Lauren.
It's Florence.
Yeah.
Is what?
Florence, like Florence Jefferson.
Oh, Florence. Okay, I thought you said Lauren. All right, I got you.
No. It's Florence.
Florence.
F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Yes, Florence.
Oh, Florence.
Yes, that's my name.
Okay, I got you, Florence. Can I have your last name?
McPherson. That's McPherson.
Okay. I'm going to be looking for your email, and I'm going to send you some information, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, Florence, you had other questions?
So
do you
give away baby gift clothes? I mean, baby clothes? Or, like, what is it exactly? What is it that you do? I'm sorry.
Everything that a baby needs is what I give away. From baby clothes to pacifiers to baby wipes to baby lotion, baby oil to baby beds, Pampers.
So more like a pregnancy center.
More like a what?
A pregnancy center. So what I'm saying is, okay, so I'm from Maryland. So in the state of Maryland, we have what you call pregnancy centers. You can get, you can listen to the baby heartbeat. They have classes where women can take.
No, ma'am.
No, okay, I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. We collect baby items on donations, and we clean up those baby items if need be, and then we go back out in this community. Like, we will set up at the women's shelters. We'll set up in apartment complexes. We will, I have a friend that has a club, and we can set up out there in her parking lot, or we set up at my doll sister's house, and we put out flyers, and we give out the baby items to people that need them.
Okay. All right. Well, they have something similar like that down here, but except for they just do things differently. That's all.
They have places here in Charlotte like that, like Florence Crinton. And, yeah, but we, I mean, that can be done to have someone there to do things like that. But, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And congratulations on your business. And that was a wonderful idea to come up with, because women always need
thank
help
you,
with Kim. Those types of things. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh yes, Florence, definitely thank you for calling in and showing that the interest and support. You know, the digital meet and greet, we reach people all over the nation. And definitely, I'm glad God's Gift Baby Ministry is touching areas outside of Charlotte, too. There's people who are interested in volunteering and giving back to the community alongside Doll Hollywood.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, before we take some more calls, Florence, is there anything else you want to ask? Any other questions? Anything you want? Comments? Anything else?
Well, one more thing I would like to say, have you ever, like, reached out to your state to see if you could get nonprofit funding so you could, like, open up your own storefront or, like, have it in a building or a suite or anything like that?
Girl, there's a blessing coming my way. So the only thing I'm doing right now, taking care of the things that I need to get in order. So I am LLC. So I am working on getting my 501(c). But there's blessing coming. All I'm doing is just doing what I need to do, and that blessing is going to come through. I have that vision. I have that vision. And I talk about this vision. I walk, talk, sleep, eat, dream, daydream, night dream, God's Gift Baby Ministry, honey.
That's good.
Yes, indeed. I do.
But I know.
My daughter is one of my friends. Huh?
I was going to say normally the state. Like, all you have to do is come up with a proposal, like a page essay, explaining your business and, like, what do you want to do it for. And a lot of times your state will fund for a nonprofit business. Normally they would.
Yes, but there's still things and stuff that have to be really in order when you're dealing with Mecklenburg County.
Okay.
But we're going to email each other and we're going to do some talking.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, that's
definitely, Florence. Thank you for your call. Thank you for participating. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. We're going to take some more calls. I'm gonna take you out with some claps. Oh, yes. We're connecting people all over. From God Gives Baby Ministry. That's what it's all about here on the Digital Meet and Greet, connecting people with the guests, you know, from all over, you know, from making those connections. All right. Now, I found out that 803 number is JT. So JT might be a little busy. Yes, he might be wrapped up or something like that. But, you know, whenever you're able to pop in, JT, you're welcome to do that. I just want to give you a birthday shout out again. Happy birthday. My clap sound effect.
Happy birthday!
Yes, happy birthday.
Hey,
I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, God gifts you with another year. 48, right?
Man, God is great, man. God is great. But you here tonight, dog. Hollywood is in the building, man. You talk about blessings. Man.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You said 5 years.
How you feel to be 25?
I remember the beginning too.
Yes.
You remember the beginning?
I remember the beginning because I remember the first time I had you on Big Woo Radio. Like, it was amazing just hearing the story then, you know what I'm saying, and you being a budding author and creating your own brand and your own nonprofit, and just God has just been amazing just to be able to watch you grow over the last 5 years. And it's amazing how time flies when God leading your path and God covering your path, even when you don't know how much he's covering it. And look at how he done showed up and showed out for you. That's amazing.
Oh, wow. Look, don't make me get teary at it.
Yes.
So have me crying on the radio, wiping tears right now.
It's all facts. Miss Nicole, I heard her on earlier as well. You talking about those diamond dolls, man, those girls go hard. When you talk about team, and I understand the dynamic of you saying going from saying I to we and understanding that whole dynamic, but like you said, when it's your baby, it's a different move. When you see it from the seeds and from when it's first sown, it's a different walk altogether. And to be able to see where you are now and where those ladies have had your back and how that's just been a move and a movement, man, if you miss this Saturday, you really missing out on being a witness to what Doll Hollywood is her testimony. And you being able to see it up close and personal, man, if you anywhere in the Charlotte area, you better be in the building.
Oh,
can
I
thank
correct you
Jesus.
Real quick, KC, my brother? I got to cut in and correct you.
Yeah.
Under the Lead Dolls of Faith, who now have dolls in about 28 states, and we're the Queen
wow.
City Dolls of Charlotte, North Carolina chapter. And that, you know,
wow.
That's who we are. And that's what sisters do, because that's what dolls are. We've been delivered of life lessons, and we give back. So we cannot help but to continuously walk in God's grace. So we thank you, my brother, because I remember you from the beginning, because I remember when you helped us with the food pantry. You was doing your own thing, you know, with Zaycat. So it takes
all
of us, brothers and sisters together. Brothers and sisters together.
Yes, indeed.
That's right. You know, I still want to be a host on Big Woo, Dan.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We got you. We got you. Your seat is going to always be warm. And let me say this. Ms. Nicole reminded me, thank God, great. No matter the challenge, no matter what happens, no matter the potholes that are there, the things that are supposed to defeat you, man, when you rise up against those things, man, and say, devil, you get no victory in my life, look at what God is doing. I mean, amazing on this air tonight, showing up and showing out. Just these women alone are a movement and a testimony within themselves, man. These lines are on fire tonight because you got two angels on earth that God has truly blessed with a purpose, and look at the impact they have on their community.
Yes, yes. God bless you, my brother. Yes, I thank you for that. Yes. Thank you. I keep stressing though, it's all of us together. We all are angels when we doing God, when we doing the work. So God bless you and thank you for that.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Oh,
anybody
sure.
Was like, what you said, Jonathan?
What did I say now?
It's Hollywood tonight.
Yes.
This is a big blessing, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, it ain't all about.
Oops,
it's not all about Hollywood. It's about who stood by my side and helped God Gift Baby Ministry. It's not an I thing. It's a we thing. And, you know, for me to be as old as I am and wait until I'm in my good old 50s looking like I'm 25 or 30. Hush your mouth, Jonathan. Don't say nothing smart. Because I said I was living in my 30s.
Smart.
But
yes, ma'am.
You know, it's about me trusted in God and listening to him, because there was a whole lot of changes that I had to make within myself. And it was because of him. I started listening. I started doing what I'm supposed to do. And trying to just make sure that I'm there for my sisters in order to continue the blessings that God's Gift Baby Ministry is receiving. Because if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing the right way, then God's Gift Baby Ministry is not going to be blessed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So I have to give all of my honor and praise to him and to the people that he has put in my life and in my path now that is so wonderful. And, you know, I just can't thank him enough. And to Elite Dogs of Faith and the Queen City Dogs, and my board members now, and my sponsors. You know, when Queen City stepped in and they had, I mean, they was right there by my side. They had my back, my front, both of my sides. You know, I was a big girl at that time, y'all. So they arms was real tight, okay? But they stuck with me. They mm-hmm. stuck with me. I will never forget that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I really love them for that. You know, we all go through some things, but they was there. And I know that they will continue to be there and have my back.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to throw some claps on it for that. And also, we have another caller that want to come in. Speaking of all these testimonies, I wanted to say this as soon as JT got on, but I still want to throw it out there. You know, JT just celebrated his birthday. And, you know, we always talk about everybody being here for a purpose, you know, God keeping us here on this earth for a purpose. As you know, JT, he's a miracle baby. I'm a miracle baby too. You know, so God kept us on this planet. Said, hey, no, you know, you ain't supposed to go at a young age. We're gonna let y'all, you know, live past that. You know, all the, you know, the health struggles and struggle we had. You know, and Doll Hollywood, you have a miracle situation yourself as well. If you didn't want to speak on it, I understand. But if you want to share that, since we're talking about testimony, giving testimonies, if you want to talk about that.
Well, in 2019, I was in a wreck with two students in my band, and I hit a tree, rooted a tree, and landed in a tree. And I split it, my tibia in my right leg. And God brought me through that. Then December of 2022, I was in another car wreck. A car ran a stop sign, and I T-boned that car, and it was that car's fault, the person's fault. And I had a severe concussion. And by the grace of God, I'm slowly but surely coming up out of the concussion. God, once again, was not ready for Belinda Houston. He has a job for me to do. And I tell my grandkids that, you know, I'm not going to be here always. But while I'm here, I am going to serve the community to the best of my abilities with God's Gift Daily Ministry. And I feel good about that. I want to be able to branch out. I'm missing my girls in Gastonia. I don't have anyone to look out for them. And I was in Gastonia at one time, and I really couldn't do a lot of moving around, especially after I had the wreck. I was still able to go by and check on them. I can no longer, you know, do all of that because I don't like to do a lot of driving because of the concussion. I have a lot of headaches. And then I found out that I have cataracts in both of my eyes, and my right eye is worse than my left eye. So I don't do a lot of driving, and I definitely try not to drive at night. But even though I'm going through these things in my personal life, if I make it to somebody's house to pick up some baby clothes, or I can get to Mecklenburg Council of Elders and get with Nicole or get with my COO and we can fold some baby clothes, I'm just as happy. I'm just as calm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't sweat and worry about whatever's going on with my personal life. Or whatever is going, you know, I don't worry about that because I know that there's a mother, there's a child that eventually is going to call one of my board members or call Nicole, and they're going to need help. And I am already packing up little bags. So if they call and say, we have a three-month-old little boy or a three-month-old little girl, a six-month-old to whatever. I sometimes have bags already packed and ready for them to be picked up and transported if I have to take it myself.
Oh, yes.
So I thank God, and I thank God that I am here.
Yes, ma'am.
To be a provider, an angel to these women and some of these men is out there. And I tell the men when I go live, don't be ashamed. You better come on and get these free pampers, boy.
Yes,
and
yes.
You
know.
And these clothes.
Oh, yes. You know, swallow your pride. Don't be ashamed. If you need it, you need it. You know, there's no judgment. You know, you need the items for your family, for your babies. You know, hey, it's we all go through something. You know, so definitely get what you need. You know, you all when you come out on the 13th for the giveaway. And Hollywood, I want to say we got some more calls that people want to talk to you. So we're going ahead and get those calls in right quick. Caller in the 828-449, you're on the air. Who is this? Caller in the 828-4. Hello.
Hello,
who do we have?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Doll Hollywood. This is Allie. How are you doing?
Allie.
Hey, Allie.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Going through tears.
Thank you. But I just wanted to jump on and just, you know, applaud you because, you know, I keep hearing you talk about, you know, the vision and what God has given you, but you also had to step in obedience and do it. You know, there's a lot of us, God gave us a vision and we scared or we still waiting, but you're walking in obedience. So definitely want to give you a kudos for that. But I appreciate what you're doing because I haven't birthed any children, but I had to help people raise children, and it was hard. And sometimes, you know, you didn't know where you're going to get pampers. You didn't know how you're going to be able to get help. So I really appreciate what you're doing for the community because, and I'm glad you keep saying don't be embarrassed, come get what you need, because sometimes you don't want people to know what you're going through. And so I just am excited. I want the people to come out, come get what they need, tell friends and family, because, you know, if there's a need, it's just a need. But at some point in time, you know, I'm praying with you that these people, you know, will be able to join forces with you and say, at one point I had a need, now I'm walking hand in hand with her to give to others because she helped me through my situation. So kudos for everything you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Allie. You know, it really feels good when, you know, people calling in and saying what, you know, saying what y'all are saying. It really lets me know, and Nicole tells me this all the time, and I used to tell the Queen City Dolls all of this all the time, and I tell God's Gift Baby Ministry board members this. You don't know who is watching us. We have to be on point at all times out in the community, and I'm just glad to know that what you see in me is a beautiful thing, and I'm glad because at one time before, that was not there. It was there, but it wasn't out. It was things that had to be taken care of, and I am so glad that you are able to see it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So definitely keep up the work. And is there anything you still need for this Saturday?
What I do, Allie, I send you a text message.
Okay.
Because right now, I'm on a natural high right now. And because I'm just so excited and I'm just full of myself right now. I just don't know what to think. I'm just excited.
Weird. You're gonna have more feelings like that more often.
All right, but
yeah,
I'll make sure that I send you a text message.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'll get off here so somebody else can talk to you. But you keep it up.
Okay, thanks.
Talk
definitely.
To you
now,
soon,
also,
Jonathan, JT, y'all take care.
Yes, ma'am. No, Allie, before you go, plug upcoming shows, plug anything, plug links. You know, you're welcome to plug before we go to the next caller.
Oh, okay. So I do Making Connections with Allie. We do a show live stream every Monday at 2 p.m. and every Saturday at 12 noon. If you're interested in being on the show, you can reach out to me through Facebook or Instagram. You can go to calendly.com/MakingConnectionsTV and book your link to be a guest on the show. And, of course, every fourth Sunday, JT is with us. He's our guest expert. Brings motivation and inspiration to help us end that one month and start the other one on a good note. So definitely mark that on your calendar. Every fourth Monday, JT.
Yes.
And Jonathan has some guests. Jonathan, let me tell you, if you're looking for a PR specialist, definitely reach out to Jonathan Coleman because he is doing major things. I mean, if you're looking for guests on your show, you can have artists, authors. I mean, Jonathan goes big, so you definitely need to link up with Jonathan. So I appreciate you and your support over the years because, you know, Making Connections is celebrating 5 years this year, so I'm excited.
That's right, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
All
thank
right.
you,
well, y'all
Allie.
Have a good night. I appreciate it. I'm keep listening.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Allie. We're going to take you out with some claps. Okay. Didn't show. Okay, here we go. Thank you. All right, let's take some more calls. Okay, whoever that was in the 336, just call back if you're still streaming. You know, like I said, we're getting you all in order, so hang tight. You know, I know some people get impatient. Nah, it's my turn to talk, and then they get out of line. So if you get out the queue, you got to get back in the queue if you want to get back on. Again, if you're streaming from a phone, or if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Belinda Dahl Hollywood Houston of God's Gift Baby Ministry. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, I know some of these apps and some of these things don't, you know, give you the information. They just stream it or whatever they do. You know, and I know y'all follow us from all different type of ways. That's great, the power of the Internet. But if they didn't give you the number, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're bringing on all the callers. So, you know, if you feel impatient, just wait one more minute. It could have been you. So yeah. All right, Dahl Hollywood, I'm going to pass the mic back to you. We discussed all the things going to go down on this Saturday, May 13th. You know, the history, the reasons behind the why. What else should the people know?
Well, the Veronica Daughtry, she's the founder of Shackles. She's a life coach, and Shackles, you know, the song Break Every Chain, you know, she does exercise. So she's going to be there on Saturday also. And, you know, everybody, some places, you know, a lot of the exercise places exercise to, you know, hip-hop music and everything. But Pastor Veronica exercised the gospel. And so we want people to, you know, come out being comfortable because, you know, some people, you know, need to exhale and take deep breaths because we all have been going through different things in our lives with, you know, our personal lives of dealing with family members. A lot of people have passed due to corona and other, you know, illness and everything. And a lot of people, you know, have a lot of things on their mind. So Pastor Veronica is going to help work it out. So, Jonathan, you might want to have on some jogging shoes, some sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
So
she's
going to
be working me out.
Definitely.
While
the mothers are picking out their baby stuff, you bring your kids. I'm going to have little snacks. God's Gift Baby Ministry is going to have little snacks and little goodies for the kids. And they can participate with the little exercise, touching their toes. It'll give them something to do while you enjoy shopping. They're going shopping. For free. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
Yes, yes.
Then they'll be able to call and tell their friends, girl, I went shopping with God Gives Baby Ministry for free. So I just want to spread the word. and come out and meet the board of God's Gift Baby Ministry. Also meet the wraparound services at Mecklenburg Council of Elders. The lady in charge, Miss Maria, beautiful lady, and come out and receive a blessing. Yes, that's what you can do. Come out and receive a blessing. And once again, I just really thank Nicole and James for coming on, and Allie. I truly thank y'all for y'all's support and letting everybody know about God's Gift Baby Ministry. Jonathan, you're a big support. I love you. Hello?
Am I all muted? Hello?
Hello? Hello? I talked to you. I'm with you, boy.
Oh, you can hear me, right? You can't hear me?
I can hear you now. I didn't hear you before.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting.
Yeah,
I didn't want to interrupt the great monologue that you know, giving to us and saying the great thing. You know, I wonder. Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. You know, I want to thank all the callers and listeners, everybody streaming. You know, for all those that that were streaming that didn't call in, yeah, I hope you got wrote down the information or if there's any questions that you all have, you can hit me up. I could also get you in touch with Doll Hollywood as well. You can inbox me. You can hit me up on Instagram if you wherever you're streaming from. If you know Jonathan Coleman. info@themediablast.net, email me and I'll connect you to Doll Hollywood so you can make the connection. JT, is there any more things you want to say before we officially wrap up?
To be a part of this epic night and giving flowers truly to a young lady that's had to trust her faith and trust what God had for her and for her to come full circle in that walk and understand not just, who she is, but whom she is. And to see the blood, sweat, the sacrifice, the labor. And 5 years later, look at God still spinning and look at God still working. Look at God still doing. And that's the part. There's no past tense to it. It's everything is in the present. And so we continue to uplift all the things that God has for you. Continue to have the faith that you have in order to continue to move forward. Because a purpose is placed upon your life, and I think you know that. See, a lot of times when we begin things, we don't exactly know what all it is for us. But see, God was already preparing a place. You see, everything is coming full circle. It's making complete sense. And now that you walk in fully in faith, fully in purpose, fully in God's gift ministry. See,
yes.
God ain't through with you yet. He ain't through with you yet. You just scratching the surface. And that's the amazing part about being able to have you on the digital meet and greet tonight. Because we are a part of what God is doing, the movement that he is making. And to be a part of that, to be able to see it all come full circle and know that the giving, the blessing, and being able to do what you're doing, oh, it's so, so much to come. And it's amazing. Keep being amazing. Keep believing in what God is pouring in your spirit, what he's putting in your atmosphere. And understand, he ain't going to ever be through with you. Because that faith that you got, he going to take it, and he going to use it up. He going to use your vessel up and allow him, continue to allow him to do that to the fullest. And I guarantee you, that achievement and that destiny and that goal that you ultimately are trying to get to, Oh, God got a job done, well done, waiting for you. Keep your faith. You stay strong. And any tears
yes,
that you
yes.
share, you let them be liquid prayers. Because it's only a piece and a part of the journey and the life and the purpose that's been placed upon you. May God continue to bless you truly in all the things that you wish upon, you know, that you still want to do. Watch the windows of the blessings overflow and shower out. And anybody that's in your
yes.
atmosphere, go feel it too.
Yes, yes.
God bless you.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I receive all of that, my brother.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. God is a good guy, God. He's a good guy, because I really could have been dead and gone. Could have been dead and gone. And I still would have been leaving a legacy, because I'm an author. I have two books out here. And and I'm a co-author of the book. So, you know, God is not done with me yet. I have a book that's in my head with plenty of words. And, y'all, I can't seem to unscramble it for nothing to start writing a thing. And you know what? I ain't worried about it. You know why? Because it ain't time for me to write. God has not given me permission to start writing. And when he do, I sleep with a notebook and an ink pen in the bed with me. And it can be 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And when he wakes me up, I write. And I keep writing till I fall asleep. Until he tell me it's time. And I'm gone. I'm knocked out. So I know. And I keep hollering, oh, my God, I need a vacation. I need some rest. Well, my daughter said, well, apparently hitting that car and having a severe concussion didn't do you no good, because you ain't really rest, really, since you had the wreck. You too busy worrying about God's gift baby ministry. And I'm going to say this right here, and I'm going to let y'all go, because I can keep y'all on here all night concerning that right there. But my daughter saying, Mom, I just need you to just rest. Just this one time, if you just rest, I promise you, I'll let you get on the phone. How about y'all, she took both of my phones, took the remote so I couldn't watch TV. Who was mad was me. But then when I come back around and I was able to get on the phone by my daughter that became my mama, everything broke down in God's gift baby ministry. I'm down. My COO is down, Tanya Green. Reverend Pratt. She is the financial officer. Her husband was going through the same thing that I went through. Oh. He was hit, had a severe concussion. He was worse than me. And Laura, she is our parent advocate for God's Gift Baby Ministry. My daughter Kayla, she is the secretary and promoter for God's Gift Baby Ministry. So we all was down. Even Nicole was helping out doing stuff. We all was down. But guess what, y'all?
What's that?
All of us was down. But by the grace of God, we made a way to serve three women that needed immediately assistance. So you tell me that God's Give Baby Ministry don't serve a good God and he didn't give me the right name. And I'm saying good night. Kaylin, don't you go nowhere. And I said good night to y'all on that. And amen. And I'm going to sleep because it's past my bedtime and I have not took my medicine.
All right. Well, you know what it is. Thank you for all listening to the digital meet and greet. You don't got to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.